the larcenous son. Let me tell you how things are with me. When I went to San Francisco to get my passport, I spent so much money on a business suite with a view of nothing and on room service. That's the kind of secret that stays a secret because no one else was there. My impudence, the Four Seasons lobby bar, a haircut, face. Is there really beauty in being broken? My friend spent a weekend distressing her new wooden chairs and a whole month alarming the hell out of her lamps. You could have stolen away with Mrs. Dobin's money, cocaine or some other designer waste. But how did it occur to you to try and live with that crime? Milk, eggs, walkathon pledges, movie tickets for the whole family. Finally complicit with the dread you'd always been fighting off. There must be peace in that complicity. Later, I found you almost by accident at an intersection with an oily blue duffel. You became a story I told, the soundproof wallboard dissolving into the church hallways, across from a few greasy drunks, my sober father. A mine shaft to a familiar life. In a story I read, a man lying at night next to his girlfriend had always felt he was cheating on her, duping her, but he'd chalked it up to some biological stir, some childhood lesson. And then calmly he slept with another woman, and suddenly the sense became less pernicious. He had understood, but he'd had to conflate desire and assuage. In the midst of finding you and seeing that you were housed and fed, your medical needs attended to, I joke with my mother in her sun-cleaned kitchen that you clearly weren't going to teach me to be a responsible man by example, but by necessity. And she'd laugh and hand me a peeled section of a tangerine her husband had picked from a tree in his mother's yard. She'd tell me she didn't like my beard because it hid my face, and the wet look from the tangerine would stay on her mouth.